So the model then of a store that you have a long-term lease and one that you own, do they both show profit over years and years?
Yeah, over time. Yeah, sure. Now, the oil companies always owned all of their property. Now they sold it all because they don't want to be in the gasoline business. They don't really want to refine it. They want to find it.
Wasn't there a time for the convenience stores? It was like a strip center mentality?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was cheap. It was that deal of having to keep the cost of the business low and the prices high because that's how you made it.
So you'd go into a strip center.
Yeah, and we would create those. We would find an area that was big enough for other, but it didn't give you enough parking, didn't give you enough visibility. It was that you had to stay cheap.
So that's another lesson you had to learn.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't park probably real close to the store. People don't want to walk.
Well, you could park close to the store, but there was only 6 parking places up front and then about 4 or 5 out. So maybe you had 10 parking places and now we need 30.
Okay, you were in Tulsa. Your first store out of Tulsa was where?
Miami, Oklahoma. And it was just an ad in the trade publication that Phillips wanted to sell this site. Didn't want that store. So we went up and looked at it, and we thought it was a pretty good store. But it was a great store because down the street was a tire plant. They operated 24 hours a day. And it didn't even occur to us that that's why the store ran all that volume. So I thought small towns had to be good, and so we started building small towns. And some of them were good, and some of them were terrible. You know, it was just a misconception of how important work was as opposed to homes. That wasn't part of our understanding of what site selection was. And we only had 10 or 12 stores. That one in Miami was number 12. So we didn't have many stores, and that was the first time we really understood that business, especially things like steel plants and refineries and things where, you know, it was hard, heavy outdoor work and they wanted to go somewhere for lunch or to get a drink or whatever, or get cigarettes. And, of course, construction. Construction was worth 5 times what a house was that had a family in it, so at work in the area was something we didn't understand. So we were just stupid.
In a small town then, you began to realize that's not enough to sustain your business.
Well, it wasn't enough. As we got in the gasoline business, and there were a lot of gasoline stations there, and they'd owned that land since Granddad bought it, you know, back in 32. When we really got in the gasoline business, we learned that we didn't want to be in small towns because you just didn't sell a lot of gasoline. There was a lot of competition, and there was a lot of family, and there was a lot of, we're loyal to Bob because I went to high school with him sort of thing. And so we began to get out of small towns.
So then your first major market then would have been Kansas City.
Right. First major market was Kansas City. And then we went to Wichita because a guy in Wichita wanted to merge with us, and we didn't know why he wanted to merge with us because he was losing his fanny. So that put us in Wichita, and Wichita's okay, but it still didn't sell a lot of gasoline. But we weren't in the gasoline business. We weren't in the gasoline business till the 70s.
But when you were trying to find sites in Kansas City, the real estate people weren't always that helpful to you.
No, because when we'd pick a site and then try to get somebody to buy the land and build the building, they just called 7-Eleven. It wasn't the real estate people. It was just the guy who owned the land. They were mostly real estate people, you know. But it wasn't the people that were working for us. It was just that they'd call 7-Eleven and say, do you want this store? Because Quick Trips want us to buy and build. And so we'd get the ones that 7-Eleven didn't want, which is not a good way to build a business, but we did sort of run them out of town. So
you ran 7-Eleven out of town?
Well, I think they're still there, but they have maybe
minimum
30 stores, and we have 75.
So. In Kansas City?
Yeah.
Why do you think you ran them out of town?
Well, because we had a better operation. We had better people. We were just better people. We didn't have better locations because they knew more about locations than we did. But we had good people.
Because I suppose the same products could be bought in both stores.
Sure.
In both companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was how the customer was being treated.
Yeah, it was the attention that the customer got and the cleanliness of the store. We spoke to everybody that came through the door, and we got to know people's names, and they got to know our names. So it's people. sheer and simple. In my days back in doing employee meetings, I used to have everybody stand up by how long they'd been with the company, and then all the new people would stand up, and I'd say, "You're the company in St. Louis. Quick Trip is you," because that's all people know. They see the stores, but they know you. You're the company, and they are. And they grow up, and they become managers, and they become store supervisors, and they become division training managers, and they come up through the stairs. And they're the company. But you don't see them. You see the people in the stores.